The Old State House, an overview. The Old State House was built in 1713 as a seat of British colonial power in Massachusetts. The second floor housed the royal governor and his council, the popularly elected General Assembly, and, until 1767, the Suffolk County Courts. The Declaration of Independence was first read to the people of Boston from the balcony of the Old State House on July 18, 1776. Following this event, it became the first capitol building of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Inside this building, lawyer and legislator James Otis, Jr. repeatedly made his mark on the colony. In 1761, he argued in the council chamber against British laws allowing for the search and seizure of colonial property without a warrant. Otis' argument was later enshrined as a fundamental American right in the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In 1765, he led the opposition in the General Assembly against the Stamp Act, a short-lived and ultimately never enforced tax on paper goods passed by British Parliament. Otis argued that the tax threatened the liberties of the colonists, who did not have a voice in Parliament. In 1768, Otis and his colleague, Samuel Adams, authored the circular letter which declared that colonial property, including tax revenue, could not be claimed by Parliament without the consent of the people. The letter was endorsed by a majority of the General Assembly and circulated throughout the American colonies, which prompted the royal governor to dissolve the assembly and request British soldiers to occupy Boston. The Old State House was the backdrop for one of the turning points on the road to revolution, which was a direct result of the occupation. On March 5, 1770, a tense exchange between occupying soldiers and frustrated colonists turned violent when the soldiers, who were being pelted with snowballs and garbage from the street, fired into the crowd. 11 people were shot, 5 of whom, Crispus Attucks, Samuel Gray, Samuel Maverick, James Caldwell, and Patrick Carr, ultimately died due to their wounds. The shooting was denounced at the nearby Old South Meeting House by Samuel Adams. Meanwhile, Acting Governor Thomas Hutchinson took testimony from witnesses in the Old State House's council chamber. The Old State House was home to the colony's highest government post. As such, it was primarily a place for wealthy white men. At the same time, women, free and enslaved blacks, and indigenous people found ways to make their voices heard within its walls. The Old State House received petitions from all kinds of people in the colonies, both before and after the American Revolution. Many marginalized people were successful in their advocacy, while others laid the groundwork for important social and political struggles over gender equality, property ownership, and slavery that continued for years and even centuries into the future. Following construction of a new Capitol building near the end of the 18th century, the Old State House served a variety of purposes, including as private offices and retail space, and as Boston's first city hall from 1830 to 1841. In 1881, inspired in part by the preservation of the Old South Meeting House in the 1870s, the Old State House was taken over by the Bostonian Society, a historical society that preserved the building until 2020, when the organization merged with the Old South Association. Today, both the Old State House and Old South Meeting House are cared for by Revolutionary Spaces, which works to continue both sides' legacy as central locations in the struggle to create and sustain a free society.